You know, as summer vacation wraps up, it's time to get back to a schedule and get back into a routine. And I don't know about your kids, but after weeks of sleeping in and staying up late, you really need to start thinking about getting your kids back on track because school's starting soon. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be dealing with tired, grouchy kids in the morning. We don't want that. So what's the best way to get back into school mode? Well, today we asked the expert, Chris Higley. He's with Holland Hospital Sleep Center. He's the coordinator of the Sleep Center. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. Happy to be here.
Chris, I got a middle schooler and I got a high schooler, and they start school here, you know, in just a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Should I start trying to get them to go to bed a little earlier now, or are they old enough where I can do that, you know, down the road a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Kind of easing them back is going to be the best way to do that. And really, I know it's really hard to do during the summertime, but really, even throughout the entire year, we should really maintain that same sleep schedule. It's good for our children as well as for us.
Well, I blew that because my son, he's up playing video games. I don't even know what time he goes to bed. And I'm gone. I'm gone to work before he gets up, so I don't even know what his sleep schedule is right now. I've got a middle schooler and I got a high schooler. Should I treat them the same as far as bedtimes and starting them to get back on that back-to-school schedule now?
At that age group, they're going to be somewhat close because really, as far as the age recommendations for sleep, they really break down into four different categories as far as infant, toddler, school-age children, and then adults. So really in that school-age children, especially when you're getting into middle school and high school, they're generally going to be around the same time frame. You'll want to make sure that you're giving them a good 9 to 11 hours for capability of sleep. Now, I know that's not always conducive to scheduling, especially if they're in after-school programs and things like that. So I would say at least 8 to 9 hours if you're able to.
What about elementary kids? How many hours do they need?
Elementary kids are going to be still in that same realm. Really, the cutoff from is from toddler into the school age children. The toddlers are really that 9 to 11, and then school age is going to be that 8 to 9.
Should we establish some sort of routine right now as well? You know, just getting your son and daughter to bed on time and getting them up earlier—that's one thing. But there's a routine when starting school. So I'm thinking about, you know, should we start having our kids lay out their clothes at night and start thinking about what they're going to have to eat in the morning and have them make breakfast first thing when they get up?
Absolutely. A nightly routine is essential, and a good nightly routine for, and I myself have a child that's in elementary school, and so a good nightly routine for her is, you know, changing into her PJs, washing her face, brushing her teeth, and then get her into bed, read a short book or a chapter, and that's really kind of an example of a good nightly routine. Now, whatever is conducive with, you know, the age child that you have, you got to find that nightly routine that works for you, but that's not overly stimulating. For instance, a lot of people will utilize bath time as a nightly routine for their kids, and sometimes that's helpful, and sometimes that hurts. If your kids are anything like mine, taking a bath is a time that they're like splashing around, playing in the water, and kind of crazy, and it's really not conducive with preparing for bed. So you really want to take that into consideration. As far as wake times and what the routine is in the morning time, again, that changes from family to family because everyone's got different hectic schedules.
Right.
So as far as the morning time, you really just want to allow enough time that you're getting essential sleep at night and then allowing for time in the morning time to prepare to eat before you leave to go off to school or work.
How am I going to spring this on my kids? Do I need to have a family meeting or something?
Absolutely. That could absolutely be something for you to talk about and include them on the decisions of what might be good things to try to do on a nightly basis. And also a good thing to try to implement might be a worry time session. And I know it sounds kind of weird to say, but we really want to try to avoid bringing worries or stresses to bed. Mm-hmm. And when it gets to school, you know, things of big tests and things like that, you know, teenagers start worrying about tomorrow's big test, and that can really have a negative effect towards getting and staying asleep. So even just allowing a time frame where you're sitting and talking with the children, trying to figure out if there's any kind of stressors that have happened during the day or that might possibly be happening tomorrow, and to be able to talk about that and kind of get that out before bedtime actually begins could be helpful.
That's awesome. Chris Higley is the Holland Hospital Sleep Center coordinator joining us on Ask the Expert today. Thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate the time.